we are on Daf Lamed Ches Amed Beis. I think we should just go over quickly the sugya because we are in the middle of a complicated sugya. Omar Rabbe Omar Rab Hamagdish Avda Yotzal Lecheres. The person is Magdish Avda Yotzal Lecheres, my time, because the lashon of Magdish means that the Gufa Eved should become Kaddish. Gufa like Kaddish, so his Guf is not Kaddish L'Mizbeach, is not Kaddish L'Binyim, so we can't assume that that's what he meant. L'Dmei like Omar, to say that he's not Magdish the Gufa Eved, no, he's Magdish the Shavius of the Eved. That's Tamazoi, we don't have a right to say, because like Omar, he didn't say this. So the Lehevi Am Kodesh Koma. So we say he means that he should have a Kedushas Yisrael. So then the Kedushas Takachal Al Gufoy. Now it's the process of elimination. This is what he means. Rav Yosef Omar Rav Hamavke Avda Yotzo Lecheres. Man da Omar Magdish Kolshkein Mavkeh. Man doma mafkir avo magdish loy dume lidmei koma. Maybe he means lidmei. He does not mean that he's magdish, that the gufa eved should become, that the gufa eved should become kodesh, he should become an am kodesh, means he should be kodesh lidomov. Chayret, that he should be kodesh limochel. That's what he means. But it's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. It is a Hegdish, he's Magdishit, Lebedek Abayis, and Limocher, that they should sell him. Fregt the Gemara, Yiboilu, Tzorech, Get Shicha, Eloi Tzorech, Toshma, Doma, Avchia, Barobin, Amarav, Echazeh, Vechazeh, Yotzo, Lecheres, Vetzorech, Get Shicha. He needs a get shicha, a tiroi bebas Yisrael. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe said, Masvina Nashmaiten, we asked on what we had said, Beshem Rab, from a baraisa, a magdish nechosov, vohoyu behen avodim, ein agizborin rashoin loitzion lecheiretz. The gizborim are not capable of being meshacherim, avu moichin oison lacher, but the avodim that they were magdish, so hegdish the gizborim will sell it to someone else, vacherim meitzien oison lacheres, and the koinim will be able to be meshacher. Rabbi Oimer Ani, Rabbi says, I say, af hu noisin de meyatz mei viyoitim ne shehu ke moichei loy. Because this is equivalent to mechira. Let us again see the loshon of Rashi. O meisvinin ashmaitin ashmuus atzmeinu, ene gizborim rashoim loitzin lecheiretz. Afilu lekabel miyad ha'eved pidyoine. I mean, that's posha, to write a shtar shicha. Ezichi can write a shtar shicha. No, afilu lekabel miyad ha'eved pidyoine. Bekaim alon eved koine es atzmei bekesef. Im nosnu le manashen la rabbi leshuz boi poida boi es atzmei miyad bolo. So that also, vani gizborim ein reshoim lekach. They can't make this shicha through Kesef, even though Nebuchadnezzar goes out with Kesef, Shem Gufoin Koni Lehegdish, because the Guf is not Koni Lehegdish, Sheloi Hegdishon Elo Ledomon, was only Magdishid Ledomon, Vizu Derech Shichahu Veloi Derech Mechira. So Memele, he can't be, if the Eved will give the Gizbo money, so the Gizbar has no kayach to be meshachem with this money because this is not derech mechire, this is derech shicho. And b'lai higdishon elu ledomot. Avu moichin oison la'acherim, Badomim Lagdish, but they can make a mechira to someone else, and the Domim belong to Agdish, Vaishnachem, it's in Aishan Lacheres and Yilso, the Acherim are capable of being Meshachem. Rabbi says, Afu Noisin, the Meatzmai Vyoitse, Im Yimso Odom, she ain't Noisin like Kesav, a Manash, and Labailon Rishus boy, so if we'll have Kesav, so the Gizmo could be Meshacherim. Mibnei shu kemoichoi ha-gizbo loy la'atzmoi. The gizbo is selling him to himself. Kishem shu yochel limkoir la'acherem. Just like he can sell the evikanani to others, so he can sell him to himself also. Ubovad she yitnaim derech mekech omemka v'loy derech pidye. But the Eved has to give it to the Gizbo, Derech Mekech HaMemke, V'loi Derech Pidyon Alme. HaMagdish Eved Kodesh L'Domov. It's Kodesh L'Domov, means it belongs to Hegdish, L'Chayre L'Mocher. That is Naklo, not like Chav. So we wanted to say last week, and perhaps the Rishonim ask a kasha on Rashi. How do we understand such a concept that Hegdish is not bekoyach to be Meshacher, but the person who purchases it from Hegdish is bekoyach to be Meshacher? Now, how his whole koyach is from Hegdish, and how could he be better than Hegdish? Kasha the Rashbe. So we wanted to say last week, perhaps we'd like to say a lotion of Chedusha Rab Reuven and Bob Metzia, Simen Yates, Beis Beis. He's speaking about something else, but the Etzem Rayan, Vachsechmer, he's mentioning the Shayach Kinyan Beguf. It's shaykh to say that something is mine for one purpose. And he gives three mishalim. Mois einon shelo elal inyan livdeis boi maisa. That an isha has mois. She can't do anything with this mois. But she can be paid the maisa sheni with this. So it's hers for pidya maisa sheni. For any other purpose, it's not hers. Chotza, a second marshal, da have shaloi liska is boy metaltalim. That means it's my chotza, it's Reuven's chotza, lagabi everything, shimush, abo lagabi, kinyin chotza, it is my chotza. Then he brings a Gemara weiter, the Gemara says, if you could be Mishayer in the Geirishin, that she's megureshes a little, and a little remains. Tiye ishtoi le'inyan achilas trume. The Gemara is later such a tzad that Bas Yisrael married a kohen. He's giving her a get. Lagabi all things she's get, but lagabi achilas trume she's still his wife. So al kaponim we see there is such a concept of kinyan beguf le'inyan dava echad for this shimush, for this schus. I have a kinyan in you. Not more than that. So then we wanted to explain, so it could be that is Pshat and Rashi, that from here we see that that when a person is Magdush and Evet, it's a Kedusha Limocher. It's a Kedusha Limocher. It's yours to sell. For selling it's yours. For any other thing it's not yours. And now it seems as a machlokes. Rebbe in the Tanakame, if the Eved gives Domov, is that also considered a mechira? And is the shichur of the Eved because the Gizbo is selling him to himself? Or it's a different seder? This is a seder of shichur, not mech, and that's the machlokes l'chayre. According to the Tanakame, when the Eved himself gives the Domim, that's a Seder of Shichu. And that the Gizbo doesn't have a Koyach to do. But the Gizbo only has a Koyach Limocher. It's Kodesh Limocher. It's not, he doesn't have this koich l'shacha. L'mocher, he does have a koich. So the one who purchased it from him, it was sold to him, now he can do whatever any bailim can do. And Rebbe holds that when the Eved gives money, so that's a mecha to the Eved. It's such a, I'm selling the Eved to himself. But from Rashi it would seem, it's shayich to Eifanim how to give the money. It's derech mekech hamemke, which would be chal, and derech shicha, which would not be chal. So we have to know the formalities, what makes it derech mekech hamemke, what makes it derech shicha. Al koponim, we see here from this baraisa, say according to the Tanakhama, say according to Rebbe, that when a person is magdish avdoi, so it becomes hegdish, belongs to hegdish lemachroi. And the shail is if going out bekesev falls into the category of mecha or in the category of shicha. But al koponim, no one holds like Rav, that it doesn't mean bechlal kedushas bedek habayis. It means am kodesh koma kedushas Yisrael. So the Gemara answers masnisen karamis alei the Rav. Rav tano hu apolik. 100% right. There's a machlokes. These tanoim hold, and I do not say that he wants to be magdish the gufa eved. To become an Am Kodesh, he's magdishik to the Gizbo. That's what they hold. Upolik, and he's chaylik on that. Toshma, look the Gemara weiter, ach kol chayrim, there's a posik, mei odom, and then the posik says, it was machim, mei odom, elu avodov, vishiv chaysav haknanim. And from this posik, the end of the posik, it seems to become Egdish. Now, here we're speaking about an Eved and a Shifchim, and it says that they becomes Kodesh Lugavoya. So the Posik is a now an often a Stirev, and Rav, so the Gemara says, Hoche b'may askinan the Omar Lidomi. The Posik is speaking about, not that he was Machem, the Shifchim and the Eved, it was machim the dmei hashivche vohaeved. So Mamela, so if he said klo, I mean the only reason Rav was not noches to this because udomi loikoma, he didn't say that it should be doma volai, that he's giving the dmei haeved. This pasuk is speaking about that he said dmei haeved, so he's magdish the dmei haeved. So vashteitzach that. It'll become good. He's not speaking about the Yevet. Let's see what Rashi says. Ach kol chayrim eshayachim ish l'Hashem mikol ha-shalei me'odom eil avodom v'shivchay sabaknani shemikdishom mekudoshim lebedek habayis v'kim in the yal of time and mikro. He can't say ratan or polik. The posuk says like this. Kashel harav domo l'domi domo Olai lehegdish. That's just the pasuk is speaking about. He said he's magdish dom of lehegdish. Olai hisker olav shame kedush. He didn't speak about the yevet. He spoke about the demei yevet. No, if you speak about the demei yevet, so vashteitzach will become kodush lebedik habayis. Frech the Gemara. Oh, so if you could say pshat in the pasuk like this, ihochi idach nami. The Om Aludomi. So maybe, why did you have to say that Rav is Cholik Aftanu Polik? Maybe just like the Posik is speaking about Aludomi, is Hamagdish Nechos Avoyu Ben Avodim, is also speaking about Aludomi. So the Gemara says, Yehochi Einagi Yisborim Rashoim Leitzion Lecheres, Yisborim Maya Bidetayu, Vesu Avol Moichin Oisan La Acherem Pachemitzin Oisan La Acheres Acherem Maya Vidatayu Vesu Rebbe Yoyme Oymer Ani Afu Noisin Demei Atzmai Viyoytze Mnei Shukim Moicheloi Filadomi Mai Mnei Shukim Moicheloi. The Baraisa, you cannot Bishum Oifin say it's speaking about Ledomi. Now let us see Rashi. Zek Rashi. Yehochi idach nami. Amai upmis the polik adarab. Why did you want to say that parais is choylik and rab? Tirtze nami. Farem fadorm aledomi. So the Gemara says, Gizborim mai avidetayu. Marishus yesh lohen be'evet. What bailes do they have on the Eved? Haloi ein lahen ala bailem ala mois. They only have a tvias mois. He said, domi yolai. That's what he said the pasuk is speaking about. That he was machayev himself to give the value of the Eved to Tebed and Kabayis. And now if this baraisa will also be speaking about that, so how does the gizborim have epes hashlita over the Eved? And the Gizborim Roshan Litzin Lacheres, Avon Moichan Oysa Lacherem. How does the Eved come in? The Eved is only a symbol, a dugma for us. How much money does he want to be Magdish? He wants to be Magdish, the May Eved, that's it. But the Eved does Bechlau not come into the picture over here. Vitashe. So, Rashi, yes, look, Mekigain, the Omar Harehu Kodesh Ledom. Let us say it is speaking about as Kodesh Ledomov. He was Magdishit as Kodesh Ledomov. The Achshel who Kodesh Limocher. That's the type of Kodesh Ledomov. That's Kodesh Limocher. Urishus hay olam limker. And the Gizbar has a Rishus to sell. Chemagdish karke or behemet meyer. Toritz. So Rashi says the kiven, the shayach, begufay, loshen, kedusha, dam Kodesh. Since Rav holds that it's shayach, that the kedusha should be nitfas in the guf ha'evet, that he should become an am kodesh, ki yoma harehu kodesh ledomo, so if he said harehu kodesh ledomo, is chayla agufoy, so eventually it should be chayla agufoy, lemehevi ben choyrim, the kaimalom the matvist mimum lebede kabai is the in yoitzin midem is beyach bekrisis of etmura. As the Gemara says in krisis and tmura, that if a person is magdish tmimim lebede kabai is, so since tmimim have a potential of getting a kedushas aguf, saying the yaitza midayim is bayach. So there Lamaisa says, that's Lamaisa the story. The pshat is that if a person will, that means that this behemoth cannot, when one gives money for the behemoth, it can only give money for the behemoth that the behemoth should become a kolb. Whatever the behemoth is, for Eisa Kolb, the behemoth is going to be, that's the pidyon. It's a pidyon to become a kolb. Well, not, that's, because since the etzem behemoth is oimid la'akov, it's not oimid la'bedek abayis, so memele, so the, eventually it has to become a kolb. It will not become chulin after pidyon, it will become a kolb. So that means bezden, the, I saw they bring down on the Rambam, they don't have to be magdish it. That means that it's nifta automatically for a kol. Al koponim, so you see, if you have something which can possess a kedushas aguf, so afilu you were magdish it, lebede kabayis is going to end up with a kedushas aguf. So lemais over here also, since, according to Rav, and Evik Nani is Roy Likdushas Aguf. So Memele, so after the pidyon, automatically you should become a yid. It says not like that. It says that if they want to be Meshach, they could be Meshach. Paket, automatically he has to become a yid. Hilkach. So Memele, so Rashi is saying some Amonavshach. If it's speaking about a dummy, which is no stirit rav. Speaking about, he said, dumb of a lie. So then the whole baraisa doesn't make any sense. So what shlita, what bailas do the gizborim have over him to sell him. How can the koinim be mishacharim? The whole hegdish buchlal did not involve the evet. It was on the dmei evet. And Rashi had an egen akash, but let's say there was a hegdish tak on the evet, so then Rashi said that all these halachas won't be true according to Rav, because we have this klal, amagdish tmim, lebede kabayis, heini yeitze bidei mizbeyach. So therefore, we have to say that Rav Tanu Apollo. Yukach hakov masisim pligil ameimir, tachiyom arayu kodish, loy loshanam kodish avet. This is Rav's ashtik teira, that kodish is kailul am kodish. Eloshin hegdish limocha bedomov, that's pshad, it means it's hegdish limocha bedomov, so mamela, if that is what the gizba possesses, so now the shayla is, the shikha also nichlal in limocha, or not nichlal in limocha, that is machlek, it's the Tanakam and Rebbe. Let us see Taisvis. Gufei loy kodish, perish bekuntaris, sheinei roi lemizbaya, bloy lebedek abayit. That he should be gufei, the roi lebinyan, Rashi says in the Flamethes. He's not roi lemizbeach, not roi gufei lebedek abayit. Ledomi lekoma. He didn't say it's the dom of olai, loy lelema, demei ebed olai. Ledomi lemagdish behemet meyeh. The hosom, there we say it does mean he's magdish ledomo, the hosom, given the leka lemeyma. Lemehevi am kodesh kama. There I can't say he means that the behemoth should become an am kodesh. Alkochach ledmei kama. So I don't take the hegdish literally. He says am magdish the behemoth. It doesn't mean he's magdish the behemoth, the gufa behemoth. No, he means he's magdish ledomo. But here, if I could in any way say that he's magdish the gufa evet, I assume that. Alkochach ledmei kama. Afagav. The loy omar domeho olai, even though by a behemoth may, it didn't say domeho olai, arei kedusha limocha kama, that's what he means. In fact, he didn't say domeho olai. He wasn't magdish the domeho ha behemoth, but he's magdish the behemoth kedusha limocha kama. And I don't see it means it should mamish be kaddish, because it's impossible by behemoth may. Avolohe de shaykhe bigufei loshin kedusha, but over here, since beguf eitzach loshin kedusha lemrinin dilidmei kama, so therefore, I say it means that the guf ever should become kodesh, and that can only come about if he becomes an am kodesh. V'im taima fakteisves v'amai loikama nami kodesh limocha loikama, given the milsachiti. Now, Rashi had said, that means we have different oifanim how to be mevayer magdish. Could be magdish to gufadova, le mizbeach, le binyan. That's one oifan of magdish. Le gufei loy kodesh. So that's not an alternative, because a nevet cannot be kodesh le mizbeach or le binyan. Fine. Then there was a second alternative, le tmei, maybe means damim olai. Well, he didn't say that. That's also out of the picture. Now, Rashi says there was a third alternative that let's say that he meant limoche ledomo. There's another pshat. There's a third pshat. So Rashi explained all the end, like you say by behemoth may, you say by kark. So Rashi said, well, by behemoth may you say because you don't have something better to say. Here you have something better to say. So I say he means to be magdish the gufevet. That's what Rashi says. And Rashi later says, at least at beferish limocha ledomov, it'll also become kaddish because samatus mimul vedekabais. Of al kaponim, there's a third dion over here. Maybe he means limocha ledomov. And this whole dion, Rashi speaks about it. The Gemara never spoke about it. Why didn't the Gemara speak about it? There's a third mahalach over here, which the Gemara ignored completely. Rashi takes care of the cheshbon. But why didn't the Gemara speak about it? That's Taisvus Kasha. Vim taimav amai lekama nami kodesh limocha lekama. Kivin de milsa achita. It's not lidmei. This is something else. This is kadosh limacha. Bi'eshloimik the pirish bekuntres besomach. The filomer came behedye. She kadosh limacha yotzal lecheres. Midi dava matzis mimul abeda kabayis. Then yotz midi misbech loyla. Alohi ye. Lachi lemuki ahide gizborim kigay domishik doishin lidmei. So, thus leaked in Divrei Rav. That means, Levi Am Kaddish Kama. That means, the first two alternatives are not Shaykh. It can't be Mizbeach and Binyan. It can't be Domim. So it's Am Kaddish Kama. And Machal Dom will also be an Am Kaddish. That means that's, Lamaisa, there's only three Malchim. Am Kaddish, which will be, he said Beferis, should be Kaddish, Ladom will become an Am Kaddish. Then the other two Malchim, which can be. Because it might become an Am Kaddish. Meal kosher. The imid amina lematfis tmimim, if we compare when a person is magdish and eved to matfis tmimim, neima the af alpi she eved yoytze lecheres, even though the eved goes out lecheres, that means that when a person will be paid to him, so he'll become there's to be a pidyon l'shem cheres, abor tzorich lefdi, but you need a pidyon. V'yipul domov lebedek habayit, chvei b'matvis tmimim, shetimoche l'tzorche mizbeich, kedemrinim b'menoches v'anisochem, shein nivdim, ein nivdim, elu l'mizbeich, v'adomim hem lebedek habayit, kedem perekama detmuch. Ta'af al pishu b'lo isase, ma she'osu yosu. So Tosfos says, if we are comparing Rav's halacha to Matvis Tmimu Lebedek Habayis, now the din of Matvis Tmimu Lebedek Habayis is not that it becomes a korban. That's Hamshah Matvis Tmimu Lebedek Habayis. Matvis Tmimu Lebedek Habayis means it becomes Bedek Habayis. But the pidyon, when you're paided, you have to be paided L'tzayrich Korban. That is Shat Matvis Tmimu Lebedek Habayis. So that means it becomes a korban in two steps. Matvis Tmimu Lebedek Habayis is it becomes Bedek Habayis. And it's Bedek Habayis that Bedek Habayis has to sell it. But all the time Bedek Habayis, you can sell it L'tzayre Chulin. Here, since it's Tmimim, so the pidyon, when it becomes Ois Bedek Habayis, it has to become a korban. It has to be Nivdel Tzairach Kolb. That's the din of Matvus Tmimim Lebedek Habayis. But Al-Koponim is Bedek Habayis also. That means the two stages, two steps. First it becomes Bedek Habayis, and when you paid it from Bedek Habayis, you have to be paid it Letzairach Kolbin, or here would be you paid it Letzairach Cheiras. It should be a Ben Cheiras. Not paid it Letzairach Habayis. But Al-Koponim, it doesn't say that in our Gemara. That means if we are saying that Kaddish Lidomov is automatically Am Kaddish, it's not because Al Matzis Tmimim, it doesn't become automatically an Am Kaddish. It Lamaise, you need a pidyon, and after the pidyon, you have to be paid L'shem Am Kaddish. So Taisa says, Olochayre Mashme, the Levi Am Kaddish Kama, from the Lashon of the Gemara, it would seem, that Rav says, Levi Am Kaddish Kama, and in all cases, Veini Naisen Shum Domim Lagdish, it becomes an Am Kaddish. And the way Rashi is telling us, not all the time. Sometimes it becomes automatically an Am Kaddish. If he didn't say Kaddish L'Domov, then it'll become automatically an Am Kaddish. But if he said Beferish Kaddish L'Domov, it'll become an Am Kaddish after Pidyon. The Gemara doesn't seem to say this. But the Hossam, the Omar Beloshin Chayrim, Loishaych Loime the Mehevi Am Kodesh Kama. That means Chayrim is a Loshin of Hegdish. It's a type of Hegdish, Lebedek Abayis. But Chayrim, you cannot translate Am Kodesh, Am Chayrim Ata. Chayrim means Klo Bedek Abayis. So Memele, so what is the Gemara's Kasha? He says, according to Rashi, Rav was Machadish, that I have to say the Mashmois of Kodesh should be Nitfas completely on the Eved, and he should become a Kodesh, because he can't become a Kodesh like Rovers. He's a Kodesh, he's an Am Kodesh. Good. The word Kodesh can be used, Letzorech Kolben, Letzorech Medek Abayis, Letzorech Am Kodesh. So, I assume that when he says Am Kodesh, that means a Kodesh that is Masim for an Eved, I mean to make him an Am Kodesh. Good. But a Chayrim does not fall into the Am Kodesh. So Chayrim is Zichra, I'm Achim Edel Bedek Abayis. Don't forget, Chayrim shouldn't go further either. That means if in my Loshen, there's a potential koyach lekatzoy to become an Am Kodesh, and Mamela so will eventually become an Am Kodesh. But in the Loshen Chayrim stops by Bedek Abayis, doesn't go to Am Kodesh, so Mamela, so what's the problem? Dosam, yes, what's the kasha? Boy, Micah Poch, me ach kol chayim, dosam, dama Beloshen Chayim, loshach lem dava Am Kodesh kama. Boy, ki mishani da oma ledomi. So the one says, no, that pasuk is speaking about ledomi. So Rashi says, what pshat ledomi? Ledomi means domov alai. That's pshat, because you can't say it. Is magdish ledomov? Because then Rashi says, matvasvim lebedek habayis. Wait, ki mishan domov ledomi, vahayna lepeyash akuntrish da oma dmei eabdi vishivchosi alai. Di migdishim ledomi, yotsu lecheira. So it has to be domi means over here, da domi alai. Vim kain, my irya avodov v'shivchaisov. So why does the Baraisa say, his avodim, his shvachis, afilu v'chavei reinami, could be his chavis. If dummy, he just wants to be menadiv money. How much money does he want to be menadiv? How much his evid is worth? So the evid is only a guideline, how much money he wants to be magdish. So it has to be avodov, and then if you want to be magdish, how much Bevel's Eved is worth? So it's also. So why do you say av magdish avodov v'shim chayisov? Filo dechavei reinami. Void maish noknaniyim. If it's talking about domi, so why does it say avodov v'shim chayisov aknaniyim? Afilo avodov v'shim chayisov aknaniyim. If domov means the way Rashi says that it means domi alai. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to be his. It doesn't have to be Knani. Zuk Taisvus v'nir l'forish. So therefore Taisvus says, a new mahalach in the Gemara. Gufei loy kodesh, perish loy osar bahano, k'moy v'heimo t'meyim shemay alimbo. That means, Rav said something else. And Bach Sechmer, the Mephoshim have to say, Rav said this must be Xeris HaKosov someplace, that he got this from. Rav said as follows. Rav said, when you magdish a behemet meyer, so this chalan is said, hano on the behemet meyer, it is a din me'ile if you'll be nene. So that's how I magdish a behemet meyer. There's a kedusha that is chal on the behemet. It's not a kedusha lahakrove, but it's a kedusha. So then me'ile, it's also b'ano. Rav, for some reason, held. If a person possesses an eved, even though it's tzama doyme lachamoyer, but he can't be matfis and isra hano on the eved. There can't be a din me'ile on the eved. The whole musik of hegdish that we have by a behemet meyer, by karke, is not applicable by an Eved. Why? That's what Rav held. He had a limud, he had a svara. Rav held this musig. So the normal hegdish by something which is not oimed lakhove is not applicable by an eviknai. Le gufei loy kodesh. That's what he's saying. B'din lefosh gufei loy kodesh peis lo yosel ba no kein bebei metumei yishem ha'alim bo if you nene from bebei metumei yishem ha'alim bo v'chein bekaki mokim imenu chuyye v'yoyker ha'chuyye like this is a klawo is lein mila bekakois but if yoyker imenu ha'chuyye when he made it betalpum, so it's also meila. Mefilu v'mechubar isur meyike. There's an isur hano. When a person is magdish, all chafeitzim, there's chalan isur hano. By others there's meila, by others there's not meila. This concept is not applicable by an Eved Knan. Period. That's what Ram held me for. Wherever he got this from. So this is not, so the first three words, of Rav, he said, you cannot be medame this to behemoth mayor. Because the whole concept of hegdish, which is the nemila and isrono, does not apply by an eved. That not. Lidmei loikoma. Shiye gufay kodesh limocha. This he didn't say shiye gufay kodesh limocha. Only for that, not for Yisurim. So memele, zakochere means, I'm kodesh. Ashta porich shape mikol cheirem, the mitzvah behind kedusha, Leyoser Bahano, Kamay Machim Shaunachosim. The Kelso, the Gemara starts off by saying, never forget, your first Anoche, that Gufay Loy Kodesh, there's no concept of a Kedusha, of Iser Ano, of Meile, by an Eved, there's no such thing. And Shudik, in this Posek, it says that there's a whole thing, Ach Kocherim, Eilu Avodah B'Shiv Chayse Baknani. You can be machem them. Umishani the Oma Lidmei Sheyu Lemocher is giving over the Eved that the Gizbe Sheva Kerch to sell it. V'loi Mayri b'Magdish b'Loshen Cheirem. Magdish Beloshen Cheirem Bechlau doesn't help by an Eved because it's not Shaykh to be Chalan Yisarano on him. No, speaking about Kodesh Limoch. Vahash Teniche, the Davke Avodu Vashivchoyse Vaknani. So Davke Avodu Vashivchoyse Vaknani that belong to him, he can give over to Hegdish Limoch. So he says, he's giving over to Gavoya, the Koyach, to be Limochet. Uporech, Idoch, Nami, the Oma, Ledomi. And Ledomi again means here Limochet. So it won't be Yosobano, but it's Limochet. Meshani, Ihochi, Gizborim, Maya, Viditayu, the oisoi sheik dishoi le domov hu yivdenu viye shaloi. Now what is Taisu saying here? So you have to look into the masha. The last masha on that from the Chesamad base. Maya viditayu, the oisoi sheikdishoi ledomov, hu yivdenu viye shaloi. Machoire ain't the moving. Doledomi, doledomei means kodesh limocha kamo. Lidmei means it was given over to Hegdish, the Hegdish itself. V'may lo yimkerenu hagizbo l'acherim. So, why, so what's the problem? Why can he sell to someone else? V'nira l'forish divrayim. V'shim diyesh be'eved momen v'yisurim. V'zakinyin momen, v'zakinyin yisik l'kama b'shmayim. V'hashtim. Af im yimkerenu hagizbo, if the gizbo will sell it, the kaddish limachahu bechdei damo, that means he gave over to the gizbo the koyach to sell the kinyan domim, bikomokim beisure, the yoytze lecheres beget, mai avidetayu the gizborim. In isurim, that he should be able to be able to give a get, the Gizborim Zichah can do such a thing. They never were kind in a Kenyan Issa. For Loma Leila Misn and Yaisen Lachel say they are Gizborim, Bechain. Acherim Maitzian Eisen Lacheris, the Haino Aflav Kiya Eisen Midei Yisure. Maya Videtai, Shreloi Niknalhem, Elo Mamayne Shebehen. Aber die Sure, leit die Poke, alle in der Rabbi, Rishem, ache sie ib denno, begam, wie gam am Momin Shalai. Chos man, sha Momin ein Shalai, lo yuchlo lachki, oisom nami mit der Sure, kid le kamon, de kal lohom. So the Marsha says as follows. Es this, Taisvis, seb shat, and Rav as follows. Rav said, there's two types of hegdish. Three types of hegdish. The third hegdish is lam kodish. But in yonei hegdish, the poshet hegdish, there's two types. There's a hegdish that's chali suriyano, dine meile. That Rav said for svara pshute that this is not shaykh by an eved. So that hegdish to put a kedusha on, it should be asabano, it should be, that hegdish b'chol is not shaykh by an eved. There's another hegdish you could make, ledomi. Domi means kadosh limoche. That is the taich ledomi. That's what the Rashi says, the mei olai. Kadosh limoche. But if it's kadosh limoche, I'm giving them the kinyan haguf, the kinyan momen of the eved, I have the kinyan issa. The kinyan momen I'm giving over to hegdish, and hegdish can sell the kinyan momen to whoever they want to sell. But in order for him to become a meshuchar, not the lekeich is capable of being meshachar, not the gizbar is being capable of being meshachar, because the kinyan issa belongs to the first one. The kinyan, if it's kodesh ledomov, that means I'm just giving over the kinyan momin to bedek abayis. They can sell it. They can have whoever they want, they can have a kinyan. But this will never help legabi shicha. Shicha is totally in the kinyan issa. And the kinyan issa I have. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says gizba mayavidetai. The gizba can't be meshacha. The lekeach could be meshacha. If I have the kinyan issa, because she can't give over the kinyan issa to gavoya. So if I have the kinyan issa, so memele, the only one who could be meshacha this eved is if I'll be paid from hegdish, I'll get back the kinyan mama, then I could be meshacha. But no one else is required to be meshacha. So it can't be speaking about kodesh ledomo only for that. So we have to say fakelt, that he gives over everything to Hegdish, and Hegdish has a kinyan iser, and it's also bano, and that is the raya, not like Rav. The chedushi haran. And he brings down Shitas HaTosfos. Aber leperish HaTosfos Ochi Moisef. The Minamrina Dacherem Metzin Oisei Lacherish. Lacherish Shmamina De Gufo kone lehegdish, udoloi kerab, go oma gufa loi kodish, klemer shekinyin isu shaboy ne kone lehegdish. That means that Rav had said that the Kinyan Issa remains by the Magdish. So if the Kinyan Issa remains by the Magdish, then Kain Hechacherem Meitzin Oise Lecheres. Chizoichen Heim Bekinyan Guf Evet Tvei Mehegdish Tosem Achmosoi. Elevadei Guf Eishel Evet Koni Lehegdish Ledivrei Akil Afilu the Kinyan Issa. That is how Taismus learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now, Einag is Boim Rashem Lohitzi Oysen Lecheiris. We have a Machloikas at Tanakam and Rebbe. V'chena Berkam Nezokin. Gabi Yisoyimim Dena Petropsim Asher Lohitzi Oysen Lecheiris. Abu Moichan Oysen Lecheirim. We have a Psa-Simula Halache Apetropsim of Yisoyimim and Gizborim of Hegdish. Nearly dine of time, it's only a drabodic din, the also derech shicha, the sovereign to come as alzul benichse yisoyim in behegdish. People will think you're being meshacha, so mamele, it looks like you're mezalzul in derech hush. Avo derech mechire, yadi kolalme, shemoichan oise bishavion, so mamele, that is no problem. Let us see further. Toshma Hamagdish Avdoi Oise Va'oichel Shuloi Higdish Elo Domov. Now, Rashi says Pshav as follows. Oise Ha'evet is allowed to make Maise Yodai Va'oichel Ve'maise Yodav Higdish Shloi higdish ela domo. Vlayoma ela reyu higdish le domo. Havi kikarke ubehemet mei. Now it would seem the Barais is telling us that when a person is magdish and eviknani, so it's only higdish le domo limoche. If for some reason, if there's a Hegdish Limocha, the Maisi Yadayim will not belong to Hegdish. It's only a Hegdish Limocha. So Mamela, so it's Oysa Boichel. But Al Koponim, again, we see Klol not like that. According to Rav, a Magdish Avdoi is Yotza Lecheres. He's an Am Kodesh. Who's taught? We see Klol from this Baraisa that is a Hegdish. And then it's Hegdish Ledomov, and therefore it's Aisa Ba'oichel, the Maisi Adayim don't become Kaddish. This is Klo, not like that. So the Gemara answers, 100% true. Hamani Rameyeri. This Barais is going according to Rameyer. The Omar, in Odom Moitzi Dvorov Lebatolo. Look to Rashi. That means when a person says Hegdish, Rameya holds Hegdish means the way we understand Hegdish, and the Hegdish by the Kabayis, Hegdish means Gavoya. So when a person says the word Hegdish, so we have to construe his words that somehow Hegdish has to get a schus in it. And Adam might say Dvorov Lebatola. LeHegdish Lebatola. If you say the word Hegdish, Hegdish has to have schus in it. The Sanya. Now, Rashi will explain. Hamarich poches mi ben chodesh. If a person said the erech of a poches mi ben chodesh alai. Rameya Aymer Naisein Domo. Now, this person said Erki Olai, Erich Plaini Olai, and he gives the Dmei Plaini. The Adam Yeidei Shein Erich Lepochis Mi Ben Chodesh, V'goma V'oma L'Shem Domi. That means, Yizicha wants it should help. If he's mentioning Gavoy, Yizicha wants it should help. If he did not say the exact correct lotion, so we have to add a word, subtract a word. Al Koponim,
in order that it should be Hekdesh. Achinami, Yoideye Shein Eved Roi, Loi Lakrove, Veloi Labinye. Even the Beloshen Hekdesh Agdesh, but he said it should be Hekdesh, and Hekdesh means Gavoya. Gomar Bedate Lagdish Domo, Veloi Mar Domo Volai. So hear what Rashi says? That's the difference between the Havamin and the Maskone. The Havamin and the Gemara held that Shlohigdish Elele Domo means Areyu Hegdish Ludoma Vavikikaka Beimetmei. That's how the Gemara held, and the Havamin, that he was Magdishit Limochel. He was Magdishit Limochel. Now, if you can be Magdishit Limochel, so that's Klo, not like Rav, according to Rav. Magdishit Limochel is Matvis Trimim Lebedek Abayis. So he had a Kashe and Rav. And for the Gemara, and Shuldit, this Mishnah is going according to Rameya. The price is going according to Rameya. Rameya says, whenever you use the word Kodesh, you mean Kodesh. You mean Hekdesh. You mean Hekdesh. So Memele, so according to Rameya, it would be Kodesh Ludomo. It can be Hekdesh, and it won't be Hekdesh, because then it's going to be Matas Mim Lebedek Habayis. And I hear from his words, he wants Gavoya over here, so we have to construe his words, that what he said, a Magdish Avda, it means Dmei Ha'Eved Olai. That's what it means over here, Dmei Ha'Eved Olai. Goma V'Data El Hagdish Domo. That's the difference between the Havmin and the Maskana, V'Loim Ha'Domo V'Olai. Achinami Mistavre, that's Pshat, it's going according to Rameh, Diktoni Seifet. V'chein hu shehigdish atzmoi, if he was Magdish himself, oise v'oichel, so he's oise v'oichel, shlo higdish elo domo, he just meant domo, yamrut b'shloim ha-rameyari. So if it's going according to Rameya, so that means a person cannot be Magdish himself, ein domim leben choyim. What Rameya says, when a person demands a loshen hegdish, somehow we have to construe some type of hegdish should be chal. In order, maitzi dvorav uvatolah. So when he said, I'm magdish myself, it means, dmei atzmi should be hegdish. So that's what it says in the Sefer. Chayn hu shigdish atzmai, oisav oichu shlo higdish aladoma. His amad vishlam Rameya hi shaper. So then it's very good. Le yamad chabonin hi. But the way you learn pshat, that sounds like your magdish and eved means ledom of limocha. That's how you learn pshat. This is a stira amra. It's ledom of limocha, right? And takel, that's what it says over here. It says that, shleik de shal ledom of, it's a yisaboichol shil de shal ledom of, but it's not like Rav, because according to Rav, it should be matas mim lebedek abayis. Fine, it's not like that. But what is Pshat in the Sefer? The Sefer is Magdish himself. So that's also what's Pshat over there. You could be Magdish yourself, Ledomo. And Domi Leben Chayrim. Bishle Ma'avde, Lidmeikoi, Eleiu, Lidmeikoi. But here, Eleiu, Lidmeikoi, he's Ichanat Koi, Lidmei. Let us see Rashi. Yamrit Bishloima Rameyari Fitaime Lav Mishum Magdish Stam Shiyagdish Lamocha. Not the way you learned till now, that a Magdish Stam is Magdish Lamocha. Ela Mishum Dein Oda De Moitzi Dvav Lobatolo. Uchimoy Shomar Domo Volai. So it's equivalent like it's a Domo Volai. Bieshlen olav mois. Einer der Heivlos ist domen. Domen, wie der ich in Gufay Kodosh, wo oma li shem domen. Ele yamret Rabona. But if you say it's going according to the Rabona. Vetaima mishum de magdish stam. Dovor shein roi li gufay higdish li domav li mochel. That's what the Rabona hold. That's a magdish stam. Is magdish domav li mochel. Is bishloime be'eved ikal meimel stomei ledomim koi. That they can say that it's like a behemoth meye. So the hegdish of David is ledomim koi. There was the hegdish elu limocha. Vochikama arei hu kodesh limocha. Fine. It's not like Rav, because according to Rav, it's Master Stream Lebede Kabais. Avu ba'atzmoi, mi'ike le'meimishi kodesh le'mochem. He wants to be magdish himself, that Hegdish should be able to sell him. V'chi yesh domim le'ben choyrim, a'ben choyrim his domim shabis, u'ma mechire yesh boy, elo ha'meyari. It's going to call the Rameya. V'lav de mashme milse lidmei. Not that the mashmois is dmei. Al mitoyev sheni moitzei dvorov levat olom. He wants Hegdish to be involved. Goma b'liboy. V'omar dmei atzmoy alai. He wants Hegdish to be involved. V'haynu de omar hareini Hegdish. So when he says hareini Hegdish, Shomin oisoy ke'evet, v'loisha yimoche, not that we should sell him, v'gavi evet nami en rishus ha-gizborim olov, elemois yesh lahen alabailim. But they have a tviyas mois alabailim, because I say he means gavoya. Let us just see Taisvis, Omoni Rameiri, Hoche Mashmet, the Rav, the Leik Rameiri, because Lachai Ravinish V, Rameiri holds that if he mentions ever Loshen Hegdish, he means Take Gavoya. He does not mean Hastis. Another might involve Vatola, the Hegdish, he means it should be La Hegdish. So, Hoche Mashmet, the Rav, the Leik Rameiri. This Rav says, so we see that Rav is saying, that's according to Rameya, but he himself does not hold like Rameya. Doesn't hold like this. We have members of Rav like Rameya, but he doesn't hold like him. He says very much. He doesn't hold like him, and he's meforish and Mishnah like him. The boy lemeimer Shmuel dahani zaynis nan uchancha Yehudim. There's a shailah to be geiris almona nizaynis, maisi yodel liyoshim, or almona hanizaynis. Now, hanizaynis means that she gets mezaynis if the yoshim want to give her mezaynis. If they want to be mesalika with a ksube, they can give her a ksube right away, then she won't get mezaynis anymore. Then they give her the ksube. And that's if you geiris hanizaynis. And that's what Anshe Yehuda hold, that whenever they want, they can be mesalika from the mezaynis. No, if she has mezaynis, it means they didn't say anything. If you geiris amonin mezaynis, so that means automatically she's entitled to mezaynis, unless she stay by Yehuda. So there, the boy lemei mishmul dahani zaynis na, ucha Anshe Yehuda, hafagav de besef narish nispatsa moshmul halokhe ka Anshe Golu. So we see that an Amorik is that sign of Mishnah like Katana, even though he holds the Loch is not like it.